passage this morning out of Isaiah 6 concludes in verse 3. It says, speaking of the seraphim, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." You know, God's servants, these sinless heavenly servants, are calling out even at this very moment. Do you realize that? This isn't all going to happen someday. Right now, these awesome, the fiery ones are standing above God saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." They cry that out, "Holy, holy, holy." But I think this morning, hopefully we've learned just a little bit about these seraphim. And if we've learned a little bit about them, we know that what? They're cautious, right? So who here wants to bet that they're saying exactly what God told them to say? Exactly. They're cautious creatures. So they say, "Holy, holy, holy." So really what we're hearing is how God would describe Himself. That's really essentially what we're hearing. In Hebrew, this way of saying things, repetitive, 1, 2, 3, "Holy, holy, holy." It's not just poetic or doesn't just sound good. It has meaning. It has meaning. In the language, when you repeat something like that, it adds emphasis. It adds power. It says, not just holy, but holy, holy. And not even that, but holy, holy, holy. You know, the idea would be Fort Drum is far away. Okay? Beijing, China is far, far away. The planet of Neptune is far, far, far away. That's the same idea. We're saying God is not holy. He's not holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. And you know what? Here's an amazing fact for you. You may or may not know this. Okay? Of all the awesome ways that we know God, all the awesome ways that His Word describes who He is to us, there is only one time, actually two times in Scripture, that something is emphasized to this point. There's only one attribute of God that's emphasized to this point. This is the central defining characteristic of who He is. Now, some of us would like to think He's love, love, love. And that sounds good. But that's not what He says. He says, "I am holy, holy, holy." Only twice in all of Scripture is anything about God repeated to that emphasis. One time here in Isaiah 6. All right, and again in Revelation 4:8. And guess what it says? "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." That's the only time. That's it. God is saying, "This is who I am. I am holy." Point number 3 this morning. God's holiness, right? This idea that we've been talking about, this absolute holiness. God's holiness casts His glory throughout all of creation. Casts it throughout all of creation. I want to conclude this morning with a reading. Here I am, the preacher, without my Bible. How does that happen? I want to conclude this morning with a reading out of 1 Chronicles chapter 16. You're just going to have to listen here, but I'd encourage you to write it down and go back and read it yourself. 1 Chronicles 16. Okay? This is King David. And David is about to share with us from his heart how God's holiness casts glory upon all of creation. You ready? Just sit back and listen. This is good stuff. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonderful deeds which He has done, His marvels and judgments from His mouth. O seed of Israel, His servant, sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham and His oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, 'To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance.' When they were only a few in number, very few and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, He permitted no man to oppress them, and He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do not do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array. David sometimes knew what he was talking about. A lot of times knew what he was talking about. Will you stand with me this morning? I hope this morning that this trip we've taken into God's throne room, I hope that you've understood from this that this message is clearly all about him. All about him. Our God is holy, and so he is separate. It says he is lifted up and exalted above all of creation. Our God is holy, and we must proceed with caution before him. Our God is holy, and his glory extends to all the earth and throughout the heavens. Our God is holy, holy, holy. We're going to close here in just a moment. All right? But as we close, I want to challenge you with a few things. All right? I hope today you're ready to be challenged. First is this. First and foremost is this. Do you know this holy God? Do you know whom I'm speaking of? He makes it very clear in his word, all right, that to be able to stand before him in his presence requires that you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot stand before God any other way. If today you know in your heart that has never occurred, then I would challenge you, first and foremost, make that decision today. If you are, I challenge you to step forward. I want to challenge you also to understand that you serve a holy and righteous God. And apart from him, guess what? You're not. You are not. But with him, with Jesus Christ, guess what? You are made holy. You are given access into the throne room of God because of who he has made you, not because of anything you did. You are holy because he is holy. But many today are still holding back. God has made you holy. God has given you access, but you're still holding back. I'm going to challenge you today to be brave. I'm going to challenge you today to set those things aside. Okay? I'm going to challenge you today to be completely committed to him as he is completely committed to you. Surrender is the word I'm looking for. Surrender today. Surrender your ambitions. Surrender your dreams. Surrender anything about you that you think gives you worth. Because everything that's good about you, everything that's holy about you, comes from him. Be his servant today. Surrender today to your only king. If that's you today, I challenge you to step forward. And finally, I want to challenge those of you who this morning, we've already said, some of you have had tough weeks. I can tell you honestly, this is the toughest week I've ever had as a minister. Toughest week. Okay? And not because I was hurting. Well, it is. But directly because my family's hurting. All right, and I know you guys are well aware of Joanne, or if you're not, let me just tell you, Joanne is not doing well, okay? And in addition, Floyd Driggers, one of our elders, is not doing well, all right? We have family that is hurting, and this week far surpasses anything God has ever put me in the middle of, all right? And I don't even know what to make of it right now, but I know that if I will surrender this week to him, if I will say, Lord, it is you or nothing, that he'll take care of it. That he will take care of it. And I know many of you are struggling that same way today. You either have health problems of your own, financial problems of your own, personal problems of your own, or perhaps you're in the midst of problems with somebody else and you're trying to stand that gap with them. Okay? Well, guys, that's important. That's important. They need you. And guess what? You need them. All right? And I encourage you to do that. But this morning, if you're struggling, I'd encourage you to step forward. Why? Because he cares for you. because you serve a holy, 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 separate, almighty, you know, able to be set apart from everything and all of creation kind of God, and he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 8 says, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. He goes on to say, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. He cares about you. Be brave today. Reach out today. Let a brother or sister pray with you today. All right? It takes courage. It takes courage to surrender, believe it or not. But I'd encourage you to do that today. For he will lift you up, and he cares about you. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I want to come to you first for those in my family who are hurting. And Lord, as a group of believers right now, God, you don't have to call anybody out because you've put this on all of our hearts. God, Joanne needs you right now. And I know that I'm saying that, Lord, and even as I say it, I know you're right there. But God, we just ask that your presence will be on her. God, I pray that your peace and your joy, that they extend over her, Lord, and even as her body suffers, that her spirit can rejoice. Lord, make yourself clearly known to her. Lord, I pray that in that process, you will make yourself clearly known to everybody who comes in contact with her. God, and I will pray still. I know the doctors have said no, but I'm not worried about them. Lord, and I pray still that you, Lord, that you will step in, that you will be glorified in this situation, that you will be lifted up, and that all the medical profession and everybody who knows anything about this situation will have no option but to say that your God is awesome. And you are, Lord, you are awesome. And Lord, that I will continue to pray that for as long as you let me, Lord. I pray also for Floyd this morning. God, we love our brother so very dearly. He has suffered so long. But Lord, you have promised that you know exactly how much we can take. And Lord, and I will stand on that assuredly today. That you will not put Floyd in a position that he cannot handle. For Lord, you are his strength. You are his courage. Lord, you are his peace. You are his understanding. And even in the midst of all this pain, you are his joy. And I thank you for that. I just pray that for Floyd and for Nancy and for Dorothy, that you will give them your supernatural strength. Lord, that you would take some of that holiness from your throne room that we've learned about today, and you would just lay it upon their homes. Lord, and we will continue to pray also for Floyd for healing. God, we just want to be able to lift your name up and say, look at what our God has done. And we know, Lord, that regardless of the outcome, Lord, we're going to do that. We're going to praise you regardless. But Father, that's our hearts. We can be honest with you because you know our hearts already. And our hearts are to see our brothers, our brother Floyd and our sister Joanne return to us. That's the desire of my heart, God. And Lord, this morning I pray for courage in this congregation. For those this morning, God, who don't know this wonderful gift of you. Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit will move upon them right now. Lord, that you will pluck their hearts, push them out the row. God, do whatever you have to do, Lord, but don't leave here. Don't leave here today without knowing him. Lord, teach the rest of us to surrender to you. God, give us the courage to lay down all of our dreams and all of our desires and all of our own plans. And instead, to pick up that white flag and say, Lord, I'm yours. Lord, I am yours. Take me and do with me as you will. I am your servant. Lord, I ask that you will strengthen and encourage and give people courage to make that decision today. And Lord, for everyone else this morning who is struggling, physically, personally, emotionally, Lord, you know that struggle. You were there when it began, and you'll be there when it ends. But God, right now, it's so very hard. Lord, I just ask that you will give them the courage today to step forward, Lord, that their brothers and sisters may gather around them and may pray with them. And may lift them up, Lord, and encourage them. Lord, and then together we can lift you up. Lord, we can shout your praises to this community. and leave here proclaiming that you are an awesome and holy, holy, holy God. Lord, we desperately need these things today. We need you to change us today. Lord, we need to take the picture of your throne room today and know that you are this awesome and holy God and that you have still chosen to be with us. Every day, Lord, you choose us. Thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me. Lord, I thank you. As every head is still bowed and every eye is still closed,